right, welcome everybody to the 2014 Grimmies, HorribleNight.com's Games of the Year live show. I'm your host, Justin Lacey, joined by our esteemed, or at least the people that showed up from the HorribleNight.com staff.
Just steamed
to be here.
We've been working hard getting this thing set up. So for those of you joining us in chat, thanks for hanging out. And everybody else, we're going to be going through our 26 awards, because that's a round number. And splitting this up over the course of the next 5 days. You'll be able to take in the awards one at a time, or listen to all of our deliberations individually, however you'd like. And I said that, yeah. Or listen to just listen to everything. It's fine.
tell them what to do.
Let's introduce everybody that's here. First of all, coming to us live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada?
Celine Dion.
not to be confused with all the other Las Vegases.
It's Cole Monroe. How are you doing, Cole?
I'm good.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I couldn't make it last year, so I'm here to stop a lot of bullshit that I've
There was no new Animal Crossing this year, so you're.
Oh, we're losing
safe.
The feed with Cole.
Oh,
we're losing it. Pull cables out randomly.
Then to my far left, Justin Gifford.
Hi.
What do you expect to happen today?
I'm going to get kind of angry and possibly a little cranky and call you guys, tell you guys you're full of shit, normal stuff.
Defend the one game he played this year, relentless, every category.
Did the Mass Effect 3 come out this year?
We're all friends.
Oh, Mass Effect 3, have you guys played the multiplayer? The DLC that they put out for that was
best
awesome.
New character, Fim Shep.
It's too soon. And then right next to me, Jason Thompson.
How's it going?
Good. This is your first.
My first.
Grimmies.
I'm the Grimmies virgin.
It'll either be your best or your worst. So,
just take it easy on me. Go real slow.
Watch out for the scythe. Then we got Andrew Coop Cooper.
What?
I don't know. I never call you.
It was Andrew.
Who the hell's Andrew?
Just
it's really confused. I was like, wait, who's in between us?
Yeah. Hey, you expect to have any fights today?
Yeah, I'm gonna start some fights.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Keeping it positive. Aaron yep. McNeil, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Amiibo brother.
Hey, where is he?
They're all right there in front of you.
The Amiibo.
Champion Amiibo.
Wow, yeah, bring your villagers to the party.
Get your Animal Crossings in while you can.
An Amiibo? Is that like a Skylander?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's not at all.
Are there? It's like less than.
They should add dragons to Animal Crossing, actually. Yeah. And then... I guess Jordan Wilson's here.
Hey!
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Yay.
We're going to kind of take these awards five at a time. We'll take a little breaks in between, but let's get rolling here. Our first award of the show.
Video games go here.
Oh, man.
The radio voice. Guys.
Is that the first one?
Best digital butt. Started off with a showstopper. Okay, how this is going to work is we've done nominations over the last few weeks, and we've done voting to try to narrow things down. But as we choose these awards, it's going to be basically the consensus of this group. We've all done our individual lists, so we're going to try to nail down our nominations down to three finalists and then pick a winner out of those finalists. So one finalist and then two runners-up. So... First, let's just go through the nominees here.
This is just between me and you, right? Cole gets to judge.
Yeah. Is he judging our butts?
Yeah.
He saw them.
Yeah.
Okay.
The butt cam from earlier today.
Yeah.
Well, who won?
We've got to find out.
Well, yeah, we got a debate.
Well, I want to know Cole's choice between Coop and my butts before we get going. So,
did you screenshot the butts while they're on screen?
Hey, let's keep talking about each other's butts.
Side by side.
All right, first up is... first up...
Coop wins.
...is maybe too literal of a translation of this category, but Bayonetta from Bayonetta 2. Actually, I'm just going to type the...
She does
the
great
butt.
Hair. Oh.
But she also has hair.
She does have
I would actually give the digital butt to her hair, and we could have a...
Her hair covers her butt.
We could have hair win.
Is the hair on her butt?
The hair is on the butt.
Best low-angle camera in any video game goes to Bayonetta.
Yep. And we got Luigi's Death Stare from Mario Kart 8.
Sporting it on your T-shirt, if anybody doesn't know what that is.
So we know who the winner is.
Digital Kevin Spacey, because it's...
Yes.
We don't really... I don't even care what his character's name is. In
Kevin Spacey.
Specifically his face, right?
Call of Duty.
His authority.
The best digital butt is his face.
Butt face.
Just to be clear, yeah.
your custom character in Sunset Overdrive. I was actually pretty impressed that they of their customization options. The Ogre Titan from Titanfall. I hope you selected that one carefully, Gifford. Solid Snake has to make an appearance, and he had a game this year. So Solid Snake from
Ground Butts.
Ground Butts.
That is his butt. What we're talking about.
I'm gonna butcher this, but Frau Engel from Wolfenstein. Her messed up face.
Oh, her face. Her face is pretty hot.
Messed up face.
And then Randy. Stan's dad from South Park.
Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Marsh.
You do see his butt a lot in the game.
Before
you see his butt.
You see a lot of everything in that game.
Probably.
That's true.
Does anybody have any other nominees that they would like to throw out for consideration?
A last-minute call-in. Anybody?
This villager amiibo's butt's face.
I'm still going to put this out there. As I want to at least mention it, but the fingers in Infamous Second Son.
The fingers?
Fingers?
That's why I bought a PlayStation 4, was because of you could see his fingers in high def. It was amazing.
Like an old Shantae and the Pirates Curse, like a Game Boy Advance type looking game. It actually came out this year for the Wii, but there's a lot of
3DS and Wii.
There's a lot of bouncy pixel boobs.
Shantae is not 2014.
3D slider.
It's not a 2014 game.
No, it
Pirates
is.
Curse
there was
is.
A, there's
yeah.
a new one that yeah. came out this year. It's for the
was it?
Yeah, for the 3DS. All right.
All right.
The one I'm playing right now is from last year, but they came
so
out with
so it's a literal chesty.
Yeah, it's
right.
got some
it's
nice.
A chesty, yeah.
I mean, every even the enemies have bouncy like pixel boobs.
I don't know about that.
I can't wait to eliminate your recommendation.
Type it in a highlight and then delete it immediately.
So no other nominees. Let's see what we can cut besides Shantae.
Everything below the first three.
I don't know. Randy deserves
okay, Randy's not getting cut.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you see Randy's balls at one
Honestly,
point.
Let's go. Okay, I'm assuming nobody cares about the fingers.
I think I forgot about that.
I'm going to fight for Frau. Solid Snake, he'll have his time.
He'll come back.
Any defense of having some metal digital butt in here with the Titans? Why was the ogre the go-to Titan?
Because he's an ogre. They've got a big butt.
Okay.
And he does
science.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
I need defense of Sunset Overdrive.
Didn't know it.
Other than I recommend their character creator. So, okay.
Bayonetta is too literal. It's got to go.
It's too on the nose, so
it can't
win.
On the list, but it can be low on the list.
What was there a significant difference in Bayonetta between 1 and 2? Like, I feel like
she cut her hair.
Yeah, she's got short hair now.
She's got short hair, but it still works.
Do you feel creepier than the first game or the second game when your wife walks in when you're playing?
There's little variance in the creepiness level of Bayonetta.
Okay.
Change the channel real quick.
Yeah,
I've got a controller.
Yeah, I've got the controller in one hand and the input button firmly, you know, in place on the other.
I was watching Shark Week, I swear. Why's your dick out?
It's Shark Week.
I like watching sharks eat people. What?
I'm leaning towards cutting her just because
you'd rather cut,
I've seen
cut
her,
it.
I've seen
cut
her.
It.
I've wait,
cut
but
it.
You've seen that about before.
This messed up face.
The messed up
Are
face.
You, being serious
you ever seen
about
the face? Yeah, pull it up.
Okay, wait. Okay. And even if you haven't played, remember
it's kind of a spoiler if you see her face, but. If you look at the internet at
Lacey
all.
Lacey shared it on like Steam community screenshots or something. I saw it. Like,
was it a spoiler?
Yeah. It was a spoiler.
Tell me
it was a spoiler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a spoiler.
But I clicked
spoiler
it anyway.
Covered.
Okay, yeah. And it did nothing for you?
It's just a really ugly face.
Right, it's right up in your grill and it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And,
well, how close are you to your monitor?
Well, I'm pretty damn close to my monitor.
Well, he's got a HD TV in front of his face.
Nose to screen.
And are we voting for it because
Jeez,
we
I don't
like
at it.
It
again.
Hold on.
Because we enjoy seeing it.
Don't overanalyze
because you
it.
You printed it out. You got a big poster of it on your wall.
What are you fighting for you? Over there?
I'm fighting against whatever you're fighting for.
Just to be transparent. Hold on. Okay, so for those of you that haven't played it, if any of you played Rage, like the
most terrible game ever.
Shut up! That's not what I'm talking about.
Rage was fantastic.
Enjoyed that game.
This is nothing.
Can we put
the graphics in Rage?
The
id Tech engine used in Rage. Does faces really, really well. And then this is like the kind of pumped up version of that. This is like And then
I wasn't playing it for the faces.
This category is
nothing
is
a dentist can't fix.
So why are we talking about Rage?
Rage didn't come out this year.
Are her teeth falling
I can't
out?
See his
come
face,
on, the show. Just get him off the show right away.
There's a little vein in his forehead. Is it supposed to be pulsing
guys,
like that?
We got like 5.5, 6 more hours of this, yep. And you're already doing this to him?
Yep. Warm up.
It's going to be a long day for everybody if you do that.
All right. I'm fighting for her face. And
looks like you fought with her face.
I'm leaning towards cutting the Titan and Bayonetta in comparison. Does anybody have any arguments there?
I agree.
I can't really fight for the Titan legitimately here.
Yeah.
I'm glad he made an appearance.
Because you can crawl into his butt. That's one of the ways
you
can enter the Bayonetta.
Titan. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Got it.
I'm going to lose Bayonetta. The Bayonetta fight.
All right, so we're down. We need to cut one more to get to our finalists here.
You can't keep Luigi. Luigi always loses. Get him out.
That stare.
That death stare is fucking...
That death stare.
He's just on my
he's
shirt
just the green
right
Mario. He's not an actual character.
He's just the green Mario.
Okay, so... I think
he's just player two. Get him out of here.
All right.
No.
So I think Luigi's moving on.
I want Luigi to go through.
I think
Randy's going to stay.
So I think it's between messed up Frau and messed up looking Kevin Spacey.
Spacey always trumps Frau.
Okay, as cool as it is, it's also pretty creepy. Like the moments where Kevin Spacey's face doesn't work.
Where he has a stroke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
It's
because you know him so well.
This Frau face is terrifying. What are we arguing?
Gave me nightmares and it's
right
awesome.
I'm sure her face is fine when it's not messed up, but
yeah.
Spacey's face is there forever. That's stamina.
Can we not just combine the two?
What's your
digital Kevin Spacey's messed up face?
Yeah, she could use some lips or something.
Frau Spacey's face.
Yeah. Just combine
Nicole,
the two.
Cole, what are you saying? He's super quiet to me.
Get rid of Spacey.
Oh, my God.
Okay, he's on my vote. Anybody else?
Get rid of Spacey?
Get rid of Spacey over...
I'll take Frau over Spacey.
3?
Wait, okay, hold on.
Whoa.
Wait, why'd Bayonetta get removed?
Can we kind of agree that they spent a lot of money to get that messed up Kevin Spacey face?
Yeah.
Like, that's got to stand for something, right?
I think
that
so.
That doesn't poor impress me anymore with Call of Duty. That's their... Next year, they'll have Nickelback in the game, so...
Chad Kroger
wins best digital butt.
As the enemy, the Canadians?
I'd play that.
Northern border.
But we're
warfare.
Good with Randy moving on. Anybody descending with Randy on. Moving on?
No, Randy's okay. In the final.
He's got the strongest butt.
Okay.
He does. That butt goes through a lot.
Yeah.
Really tested.
Gifford.
Technically, at that point, he was also Lord.
Yeah.
So
Lord,
there's something to think about.
All right, Lord's so we got two moving on for sure.
I say
I think we're split.
We can have 4. Why can't we have 4?
Because of the rules.
What if I have to pick between Luigi and Randy?
We make the
Randy.
We make the rules.
We're not there yet. Let's
just the two in the middle.
So
right. Okay, so yeah, neither of these are winning. Is that basically where we've come down to?
Yeah,
it's between Luigi and Randy.
All right,
they're both just really
all right. They can
high
all
fidelity. Yeah.
All right. All right, it's fine. We have got 4 finalists because we can do that sort of thing. Don't do that.
Then why can't we have 5 finalists?
Control Z.
Control Z.
Bring Shantae back.
No, let go of it. Oh, you can't.
I mean, like the bat.
It's a step backward is what I mean.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of editing it, so you can't.
I didn't catch those bouncy bats.
Now Control Z.
Now, yeah.
Oh, we're going back in time.
Sweet. Well, we've broken the system.
Live television.
All right.
Let's keep it. Just keep hitting it.
Control All right, Z. Category 1 is best digital butts. Let's start this over again. Okay.
Bayonetta.
The fingers from Infamous.
I'm surprised you remember the order.
I remember weird things. I mess up more important things. All right, so...
Justin broke something.
I'm torn, so give me... Let's just do votes between Luigi and Randy. So
okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Randy.
All right.
I'm going to say Randy.
Randy.
Luigi.
Luigi.
It's up to Justin.
What are you, what are you with Cole? Voted. Cole's Luigi? Oh.
I'm Luigi.
Oh, Justin tiebreaker.
I mean, I'm wearing a damn t-shirt.
Or
so
tie maker.
So Luigi.
Breaker make.
Luigi is our winner of best digital butt this year.
purely on the fact that we can't actually vote for a butt for best digital.
We
butt.
Can never vote for.
No, we did. We did. Chris Redfield. Chris
Redfield. At the beginning we did. At the beginning we did.
So Luigi Death Star takes home our first Grammy of the year. So
saving the world from that.
Luigi finally wins something though.
He wins.
This is the only thing he'll win.
Yes. Yeah. In his life.
He wins a ghost mansion every once in a while.
He does. He inherits one.
Oh crap! I gotta write this shit down. Somebody else want to write down my winners for me?
No.
Are you prepared?
You've got.
I'm the only one without a laptop, so it won't be me.
I got it. What does physically writing mean?
It's not like I'm saving the Photoshop file here, so. All right. So.
If only this was being recorded somehow.
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm not gonna worry about it. Well, I wanted to do recaps, but whatever.
I can take notes too.
Yeah, I just need the winners. That's all. Really. I just care about
just the winner.
Well, winner and the finalists. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got that, we can move on to our next one. All right. So our next category, while Aaron writes that down, is the best brosif. So this is your war buddy. This is the dude or lady that will or whatever. The in-game thing that will always have your back forever and always. You good, Aaron?
I'm good.
All right. So we've got Iron Bull from Dragon Age Inquisition. I'm not going to try to... Let's see how many times I misspell Inquisition today, by the way. That is hard to type. I don't even bother to look his name up, but the brother from Infamous.
His name is literally brother.
Sorry, I might have a vendetta against that guy. Celebrimbor from... Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Celebrimbor.
All right, from Shadow of Mordor.
The Ringmaker.
Sam from Sunset Overdrive. That's the...
Asian guy.
Yes. And Herc from Far Cry 4.
Mm-hmm. Herc?
I still don't know about this guy. Snow from the Wolf Among Us.
You don't know?
Snow?
She let me down, man.
You let her.
Don't you mean you don't snow?
You don't. He doesn't snow.
You don't even snow, yo.
Wasn't Ariel like a better bro than Snow?
Who's Ariel?
Yeah, except Ariel's a whore.
Spoilers.
Well, yeah.
Spoilers.
Duh.
I was going to say that.
Riley from The Last of Us, Left Behind. Randy from South Park.
It. Randy's in every category.
The dog whose name is Walt, by the way. And Valiant Hearts.
Not Lost.
I was thinking about Lost.
What? Fergus from Wolfenstein The New Order. And your favorite amiibo from Smash Brothers.
Who said that?
I wonder. It's like a plant or something. Anybody have anything else to add?
How about you guys from Gauntlet?
We guys.
We're terrible.
Like, we were pretty bad.
Great.
That's what made that game fun.
I played 30 minutes of that game by myself while you guys were dead.
You guys carried us there.
Use guys.
No more.
No less.
Additions. Okay. We got plenty here. Anything stand out as immediate cuts here?
Snow.
No.
How is she your bro?
Like you're riding a car with her.
She backs you up.
She's your boss. Like, she doesn't give a shit about Bigby.
Well, Crane's your boss.
Crane's the second boss.
Spoilers! Spoilers! Crane, yeah.
Big boss.
Well, Shepard was Garrus' boss.
Okay, we can cut Amiibo. That's cute, but okay.
Cut Brother from Infamous.
Yeah, Brother from Infamous is gone.
Well, okay, who actually put that in there? Because I just might
defend
hate
yourself.
The dude because I don't like the
you.
Actor and... But anybody want to defend the brother from Infamous?
I just whined a bunch.
All right. Whoever voted for him is not here. So
does someone want to own up to it? No? All right.
Settled.
All right. Celebrimbor, I feel like he doesn't have your best interests in mind. You just feel like he's manipulating you the whole game.
That's legit.
He gives you some sick ass
powers. Like he gives you some. It makes you a badass.
The lethal shadow strike. Come on, that's worth bro status. Yeah,
that's bro status.
Cocaine also gives you some sweet ass powers. cocaine is not your bro.
Too much self interest. He's almost like a better gun.
Cocaine brought us digital Kevin Spacey.
Celebrimbor might be in for best guns and not bro.
All right.
Tell me about Herc. I've heard things.
He's the most American ass American in Far Cry.
That's true.
He's ready to kill people.
I don't know how he can beat Fergus, though.
Fergus is a good bro. We'll come back to that. I want to give a shout out. I'm not going to put it on here, but because Valiant Knights was kind of my game, one of my games I played under the wire. But Freddy in Valiant Hearts, the American soldier that just has like all these Mr. T lines. Like,
yep.
I don't know if you've heard how the dialogue works in that game, but there's just like a kind of like a lot of mumbling and you can't really always understand him, but he just
he is
so American and but also your bro, and it's
T's across your eyes.
It's fantastic. So but man, that dog is fucking loyal.
Yeah, it is.
It's a dog.
Dogs are our bros.
Yeah. This dog is crawling under chlorine gas to pull people out.
What doesn't know what chlorine gas is?
It knows that it needs to crawl under it.
Well, that is too damn smart.
It's expecting a treat, though. Come on. That's not loyalty.
He just wants a little pat on the head.
A little belly rub.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Pat him. Say good dog. Get your achievement.
Snow, Randy, and Sam are sending out to me.
As cuts. Randy one, is two, a cut. Randy teaches you the power of farting.
Okay. how is he in the rest of the game? Is he your?
He continues to teach you.
He shows
fart.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, he's constantly showing up.
And he goes Kia.
Okay.
So is that Riley from Last of Us?
Uh-huh.
Riley from The Last of Us. I played this. I don't know if anyone
I
else
just played it.
It's. As touching a story as anything else in The Last of Us.
She is also the only other person with you in the whole game. In The Last of Us, right.
Yeah.
I'm willing to cut her because I know I have a nomination later on that involves her.
And I feel like...
And I feel like that's a stronger argument.
And Ellie went on to do things like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad.
Riley is important in Ellie's foundation, yeah. But...
Sick, dirty
obviously.
Things.
Okay. I don't know if Sam from Sunset Overdrive holds. He's really fucking loyal. Like he's kind of an idiot in that regard.
Yeah,
but
he sends you on fetch quests.
That's the other thing. Right here. You are kind of his bitch.
In the sewer. Yeah.
But he just thinks you're like the most heroic person ever, but also makes you go do all this stuff. So, yeah. Again, like he's
so
protecting
long,
some self-interest there.
He's
so.
No Garrus.
No one's Garrus.
I haven't seen
Garrus.
The full. Has anybody seen the full arc of Iron Bull? I know he's.
He has a rough exterior, but soft, you know.
He's a good.
He's
leg.
A tender.
And
he's a tender.
I didn't
lover.
Use him much in my party. Just.
Oh, you got to use him.
is he your bro him. Though, or is he?
He is the definition of a bro in terms of maybe not like looking out for you and got your back, but like, hey, you suck. Why don't you be better at fighting? He's that kind of bro.
Does he ever high five you during the course of the
He's
game?
He's like, do you even lift?
Don't skip leg day.
So yeah, he might be more bro than Brosif.
Yeah, but it's okay. You have to use him in your party. He's okay. He could be my Garrus.
Oh,
okay.
Those are some strong words.
I'm like,
you can sleep with Garrus. That is
anybody
option.
Really stand up for Snow? Like, do you really feel like
no?
Snow's got
Snow. Snow can be cut. Right.
If it was the pig,
fuck the pig.
I love the pig.
I hate that pig.
I hate it. Like none of I came through that game. None of those characters were my friend.
The pig.
They all sucked.
I love the pig.
I'll tell you.
The frog.
Crooked
I just want to make some French.
A frog.
Well,
they weren't your friends. Mm. They're fucking mooching off of you,
Mr. Toad.
Bullshit. So Fergus is interesting because he's kind of pissed at you for half the game too. He's an awesome character.
Yeah,
that's Wolfenstein.
But he does. He like.
But he is there towards the end.
Yeah. Because.
Yeah.
Like in the.
What happens if you save the other dude at the beginning?
Apparently he's. Still,
I heard he's really whiny.
Yeah, and I'm glad I made the right decision. Yeah. So.
So
he's always,
Fergus is going to pop up later, so I could be okay.
But he's so supportive of Blastoise.
He is very supportive.
Yeah. I mean, you're going into the final battle, and he calls you a magnificent cunt in the most endearing way.
There it is.
Possible.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say it again.
It is fantastic. I wish. 30. That's when I really want a replay button in my.
We need a soundboard where you can just push a button and it plays that sound.
He has such good lines, and he's like, I don't know. I think he adds a lot to Blasco's character, so I'm not ready to cut him. I think I would cut I'm going to cut the dog from Valiant Hearts because he's never just your dog. He's kind of everyone's dog. So he might there might be some blind loyalty there.
A dog whore.
But the dog made me very happy.
Someone else's rubber.
Cut that whore dog.
We'll see you, Walt.
So, I mean, isn't the measuring stick here, will this bro take a rock in the face for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's really how you measure it.
Yeah.
Rocks.
I don't think Randy would take a rock in the face for you.
I don't think so.
Where would he take it?
So is Randy more of a teacher?
he could take it in the butt. That's
is Randy more of a teacher than a follower?
Yeah,
because like
he
supporter?
Wouldn't be following you through the game.
He doesn't fight with you.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's
so
a mentor.
I would be okay with
that
explanation.
With all of that in mind for, does that hold up with Herc? I don't know enough about his character other than if he's super American. Is he easily super supportive of your character? And isn't he the co-op guy too?
He's the co-op guy, yes. So he's in Far Cry 3 a little bit.
He would be with you more than Randy would.
He would be alongside you more than Randy, so I think Randy's the cut.
All right, Randy's ass got some shine on it last time too, so it's fine. All right, so these are our finals. Iron Bull, Herc, and Fergus. Fuck. I mean, I have to go with Fergus from my personal experience.
I gotta say the same. I don't know anything about the other two.
As far as Iron Bull, like as far as taking a bullet for you, Cole, is that, or a rock in the face?
Rocket.
Yeah, I'm not sure about
rocket.
That.
He's still mercenary, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen enough of him to be able to say one way or the other.
So the guy that really knows Herc does not know Fergus. The guys that know Fergus don't really know Iron Bull.
I know a little of Herc and Fergus.
Okay.
I would probably put Fergus above Herc. Okay. I'm not sure about Iron Bull, though.
Who would you want to go fishing with?
Fergus.
Can't go. Iron Bull's too big.
He's got stories.
Yeah, you would.
Fergus would go fishing with dynamite.
I think Herc would, too.
Okay.
That's kind of true, yeah. They're just in different time periods.
They are related.
They're probably related, yeah.
But do they fight monsters just with a fucking axe? Like Iron Bull does?
No, they don't.
Can
you sleep
things,
with Herc?
You know,
or Fergus?
Protecting me as my archer.
You can try.
Is the option there?
Fergus gets in the shit.
Puts his life on the line.
Yeah, Fergus is in the middle of. Yeah. Like, you don't know actually what's happening to Fergus as you're jumping out of things.
Yeah. And he's
dealing with whatever you just got away from.
It's true.
I think I'm
thinking noises.
It's between Fergus and Herc. Just from Iron Bull's mercenary side, and yeah, I don't know.
I think the vote seems pretty clear for me. Not knowing Fergus, it sounds like Fergus is a better bro.
Anybody last minute contentions? Anybody care enough? All right, that yawn from Cole. Fergus wins.
But what about that dog?
Oh, that dog's.
Let's talk about that dog again.
Hey, I have no sad feelings about that dog, just for the record. So.
Would Bayonetta crawl through gas?
All right, we're going to move on. Next up, best trucks.
Trucks.
So this is just, you know, the vehicle or the mode of getting around that is the most fun and mindless and awesome. So we've got the Sparrow from Destiny.
Whoa. That Sparrow's kind of fun.
How do you really feel about it?
It's like the most fun thing. The Sparrow's a fun thing.
The Growg from Shadow of Mordor.
The Sparrow is the only fun thing in Destiny.
You buy Destiny to play on your Sparrow. That's
your favorite cart from Mario Kart, but the F-Zero cart that's Captain Falcon's.
Yeah, that's the Captain Falcon cart.
Falcon punch. Elephant.
Falcon kick
from Far Cry 4.
Oh yeah.
You actually ride the elephant?
You can ride the elephants.
The wingsuit from Far Cry 4.
You should.
And the wingsuit?
You can wingsuit onto an elephant, maybe.
Trucks.
Too bad you couldn't wingsuit with it with an elephant.
Put the elephant in a wingsuit.
Yeah.
Ride on it. No.
Just jump off a cliff.
Surely they can mod that in
with an elephant.
There's DLC.
And then we've got the trucks from Spin Tires. Did you actually play Spin Tires?
Yeah, Spin Tires. Yeah, I played Spin Tires.
I watched someone play.
It's so stupid and hilarious.
Does anything else say that? I almost nominated Jimmy's cart in South Park.
I thought about it.
But you don't really like
it. Yeah, you don't drive it.
There's no like mini game.
Yep.
No.
The Titans from Titanfall?
That actually didn't get nominated.
It did not get nominated? I thought I nominated it.
I mean, that's the whole point of playing Titanfall.
Maybe nobody voted for through. It.
No one voted, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's worth mentioning.
I'm surprised Gifford didn't vote for Titans.
I don't think
it was on the...
It wasn't on the list?
No, okay. No, that was Best Guns.
Yeah, it wasn't on the list.
The hang glider in Firefall is the only fun thing to do in Firefall.
Firefall.
Oh, God.
Firefall.
I list my favorite mount from World of Warcraft.
please don't.
I had a version where I nominated something from World of Warcraft in every category, but...
Elite Dangerous is just flying
spaceships.
What was
spaceships. Best digital butt in yeah. World of Warcraft?
Can you get silly with the ships in Elite Dangerous?
Then? No.
The trying to dock them in stations.
All right.
You can get silly.
Well, that's the whole point.
Get silly.
That's the only thing to do. Yeah. It's the only fun thing to do.
All right, so...
Can you ride the dog in Valiant Heart?
What's getting cut?
Octodad.
No, that's total. That's actually legitimate.
Two or four people trying to drive the octopus.
That is totally legitimate.
When you say it that way,
how about Goat Simulator flying the getting on top of the hang glider and riding?
I would just say the goat.
Yeah, we're adding more trucks.
Drive the goat
because that's all that game is. Yep. Is a stupid sandbox for your stupid little vehicle that happens to be an animal.
Meh.
Stupid.
We'll put it on the list. Stupid game.
All right. F-Zero Kart's first thing stands out to me amongst its brethren.
Cut it. Because
you can't get silly in Mario Kart. You can't do off-roading and... Yeah.
No, never.
I would also cut the wingsuit because...
Over the elephant. Yeah.
Oh, over the elephant.
Because the wingsuit existed last year, too.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's not new.
Yeah, versus the elephant.
Yeah, versus the elephant.
I'm cutting it for it being in Far Cry 3. So,
but where does the Grog and the elephant stand?
Yeah, I was going to say, are they the same thing?
Is the Grog fun? Is it as fun or entertaining as the elephant?
Well, we're not, you don't have to do comparisons. We're still cutting.
Yeah,
we don't need to do direct comparisons yet.
So. I'm helping to cut.
Elephant's
I'm establishing
better.
Ground rules.
Elephant is better.
How those trucks and spin
tires.
Sparrow
being the only fun thing in this?
So, I don't know that it's the trucks that are fun as much as the terrain.
The situations
like getting
you
stuck
get into,
in.
Yeah.
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 So we could cut that.
Boop, boop.
How about them Titans?
I almost prefer to be on foot.
Remember them.
Oh, whoa.
I've heard that as the consensus.
Yeah,
so the game should be called On Footfall.
I mean, like, the Titans are fun, but
they go down.
I always just set them up in defense, and then you stay on the ground.
I feel like in the Footfall sequel that Kevin Bacon should show up.
Footfall. Kevin Bacon. Digital
Kevin
Bacon.
And no reaction from Cole. That's just...
Has he yawned yet, though?
Disapproved.
All right. Octodad, Goat, Elephant, Grog, Sparrow. I think the Sparrow holds up in the classic sense. Like, it's... During the beta, I threw my Sparrow into Josh and killed him, and it was perfect.
It's
so,
a gun and a truck.
So, I like that Goat is on there, but it's one of the only ones that you don't actually ride.
Yeah, you are the
Octodad,
Goat.
You are the
thing.
Goat. That's true. Octodad, same thing.
Yeah.
Cut both of them.
I agree.
I don't know.
My first thing I nominated that's actually,
I would take Octodad over the Grog. Because I think being on the Grog feels awesome, but it also, like, when you first get on it, it feels good, but, like, actually doing damage with it, it's kind of awkward. But if we keep,
like, Goat or Octodad, we're essentially talking about it in the sense of it's a fun, controllable character and not really a truck.
It's based on fun, dumb physics. Like,
fun, dumb.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah, and there are other awards we can put
It's like the trucks in Dead Island. Like, it's just...
Well...
And Octodad is...
Okay.
That's what Octodad is.
I think we have to pick between either Octodad or Goat.
I'm leaning towards Octodad.
I am too.
Okay. So I would...
Octodad
over Goat. Grog and Goat.
Yes.
Okay.
The Grog concept is more fun than actually being on the Grog. Although, when the orcs start running screaming from you when you're on the back of it, that's kind of satisfying.
I like when people.
But imagine orcs running from you while you're on an elephant.
Okay, is the.
What?
While as an octopus.
While as being an octopus.
As a married man.
I am fighting for the elephant.
Okay.
Me too.
Because it has multiple uses.
Oh, no, but you have to tell me the dumb physics moments or the silly shit that goes on with
have
the elephant.
Have you run off a cliff with an elephant?
Have
no,
you strapped C4
I have not played Far Cry 4.
Have you strapped C4 to the elephant and then ridden the elephant into your face and then gotten off the elephant and then
so I feel
the C4.
So I feel like I described it pretty well in my Game of the Year experience.
Go for it.
Basically, in one situation, I jumped off a mountain on a wingsuit, landed near an outpost, shot an elephant. It freaked out, killed all the guys. And then I was able to celebrate by jumping on the elephant and then basically murdering a bunch of, like, tigers.
All right.
I
think elephant wins.
Elephant
yeah,
wins.
I can't.
Tigers ain't shit.
We right, can't compare with that.
Tigers ain't shit.
Then I threw C4 into a tiger cage.
All right.
Yes, exactly.
Winner of best trucks is the elephant from Far Cry 4.
Didn't the boat win last year?
Yeah, the boat from Black Flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then our finalists are the Sparrow from Destiny and Octodad from Octodad Dadliest.
Octodad snuck in there, man.
I like that.
Jordan sneaking it in.
We are not limited by our original nominations.
That's what I do.
All right, some more bests. We've got layer effects. We've got best
guns.
So this is your favorite new tool, item, weapon, thing to use. We're going to have the debate of whether abilities count, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But the best video game thing to use of the year. So,
the elephant.
Did that actually get...
I don't think it did. It's the right end
Far Cry
now.
4 is actually... Come on. What's going on here?
Add a border style to it. Put some drop shadow on it.
Put a stroke on it.
The elephant from Far Cry 4 is now in
consideration. It's in there now. Contention.
I think we've selected the kitty cannon. I want to go with the TNT bear.
The TNT Teddy.
We're going to go with the TNT Teddy.
Oh, that sounds cute.
From Sunset Overdrive. Basically your favorite weapon from Sunset Overdrive. Because
it's awesome.
Just personal preference because Insomniac's awesome.
The elephant.
The back, baby. Branding in Shadow of Mordor.
Your like marketing,
yeah,
like logo work.
Your favorite card from Hearthstone, because the ones nominated don't do shit for me.
Twisting Nether.
Yeah. This is nice. This was very considerate of us. The phone from Watch Dogs. Sure.
That was me.
Let's find something positive.
I threw
about
a sunbone.
I'm going with farts as the representative of South Park. Unless there's another item that
farts.
Really.
No, I think that's probably.
There was an alien probe, and yeah. I considered it, but farting is pretty good. The weapon.
So your favorite thing from South Park, shovel from Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Titans from Titan. Okay, so it did make it into best gun. So that's what happened.
Where the gun is in the.
We got it nominated for. Yeah. So the Titans from Titanfall.
Oh, okay.
The motion tracker from Aliens.
Heck yeah.
Or Alien Isolation. Laser craft work from Wolfenstein.
It's mm-hmm. quite the name.
It is.
Yeah. is there the second part about cheese, the craft?
It upgrades at all kinds of things.
It's fun.
It's
branding.
Smart grenades from Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
There are too many weapons in video games.
And the swords from
so violent.
Swords from Nidhogg. All right.
Now, okay, did Saints Row 4 come out last year?
Yeah.
What about people as best guns?
It came out in 2013.
Yeah, it was 2013.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I don't think it came out last year.
That's interesting. I think we're down on Titans.
Yeah.
Are we still adding stuff?
The
functions from Transistor. Room, so.
Oh, yeah, Transistor functions. Well, yeah. I think that was on the...
That just didn't get any votes.
Yeah, it didn't get any votes.
Now that you put it, we can cut it.
No, it's
and Sticks Vomit.
Also no votes.
Sticks Vomit.
Did you vote for your own stuff?
No, I didn't.
Because it didn't go through.
I didn't know there was a voting thing. Yeah.
You didn't vote at all?
No.
All right. Fair enough. That makes sense.
Great.
We didn't invite him to vote.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Was I included?
Apparently not.
I'll leave.
That was intentional.
Anything else to add? All right. Anything stands out to get cut?
Bone.
Oh, we forgot to put Randy on this.
The phone. I'm okay with that.
Thank you, Watch Dogs. We'll see you later.
Oh.
Huh?
Thanks for playing.
Came and went.
Okay.
It was a cool phone.
Probably the shovel.
Yeah.
It's a shovel.
It was more effective than I thought it would be, but...
It's a murdering shovel.
It is.
Like all shovels.
You murder someone, and then you hide
the
body.
Does the motion...
It's a perfect...
Motion tractor tracker is basically the only...
Oh my god,
it's a tractor.
They combine aliens with farming simulators.
It basically is the one thing that gives you a fighting chance.
Yeah, but they've done this in other games. Is it... Okay. I heard it has like that blur effect, which sounds kind of cool, like when you're focused on it.
Yeah, when you're focused on it, so you're looking at it, and then stuff is coming at you in front of you, and it does really... I mean, they really went above and beyond what I was expecting with actually using it. I mean, it really does. I mean, it just adds an extra layer of atmosphere to the game.
Okay.
Because when you hear that sound,
I'm not ready to cut it then. Probably the sword.
Yeah, I was about to say sword.
And probably functions in vomit.
Farts are better than vomit.
Agreed.
Tell me how you use the vomit.
So Styx can't fight at all. So you kind of have to take the guards out one by one.
One vomit at a time.
One way to do it is to throw up in a fruit tray or in their water, and then while they're walking around, they'll just take a sip of water or eat like a piece of fruit, and then they'll walk away, and then they'll just die. Nice. Like you have to time it right though, because if one of the guards sees another guard die, they're obviously going to get suspicious. So what you do is you time it so that the one guard, you see him eat the fruit, and then as he starts to walk away, you position yourself behind the other guard. So when that guy dies, the other guard will be like, "What was that?" And then you jump him.
All right, I'm not ready to cut it yet.
It's tactics with vomit.
I kind of want to cut the functions, though. It's cool as a concept as it was.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't wow me. So.
Same here.
Whatever it was with that game that kept me from going back to it.
You cut smart grenades.
Okay,
they're kind of cool, but not awesome.
Kind of cool, but kind of exactly what you expect.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a grenade that
is smart.
Can be as
like, oh, that's the cool. That's a cool thing in Call of Duty.
I think favorite card gets cut.
Okay, yeah. If you're not gonna fight for it, then
no.
No.
What is your favorite card, Aaron?
My favorite card.
We don't have time for that conversation.
Well, let me tell you.
I was being sarcastic, Aaron.
I didn't nominate. Let me draw you a picture.
Can you vomit?
I think I'm leaning towards cutting the branding, actually, from Shadow of Mordor. Although, that's just, you can set up so many scenarios. And
Yeah, but you can do that in real life, so.
Branding.
Let's get a branding win.
Can we just brand Jordan right now?
Anybody think I'm crazy there?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not right there.
All right, we got to cut three more.
What's laser craft work?
Oh gosh.
The tool that you use throughout
multi-tool.
Wolfenstein that
like a Swiss Army knife.
Just upgrades from basically.
Something
doing really cool, like cutting through like wire fences and and you
a finch is a bird.
Finches and birds.
Wire finches.
But then becoming just like a badass laser weapon by the end of the game that is very, very satisfying to do headshots with.
Was it involved in messing up Frau's face?
No. A mech did that.
Oh.
Okay. If
a Titan did it.
If we can eliminate motion tracker, we need to get rid of vomit. That's I won't fight. If that happens,
I won't resist.
Vomit sounded kind of cool, though.
Why are you choosing to get rid of
is,
something?
Is vomit cooler than farts?
You guys have to tell me the impact.
Farts is the thing of South Park.
Yeah.
So are we souring on TNT Teddy and Elephant then?
Whoa.
No, I love Elephant.
Okay. All right.
And TNT Teddy, in my mind, is sort of respective of
everything.
All of the insane weapons in Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, but we've done insane weapons before.
All right, in that regard, I'm okay with cutting motion tracker and vomit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
But
because motion tracker isn't really a weapon.
It's a tool.
It's a device. It's a tool. Yeah.
But you know it.
Yeah.
You know it's.
I just
mean, an elephant's going to put you. As well,
yeah.
You're a tool.
It's more defensive than offensive.
Yeah. Oh. Damn it. Okay. I feel like this is about to get personal.
You're a tool.
I think in relation to the scope of weapons in Sunset Overdrive, and obviously the attributes we've already talked about with the elephant and...
I've never lost being on an elephant.
and farts being the thing never, in ever. South Park, I think I'm okay with cutting laser craft work.
Ooh.
Ridiculous weapons.
The range of laser craft work is really fucking cool. But when it comes down to it, I think I'd rather like dual wield.
Yeah, I was disappointed that was the only gun you couldn't dual wield.
You have two laser craft
works. It's really fucking cool. Like, it's like one of those other things they added to the game that like I thought you oh it's like oh I got a wire cutter. Oh, you added one more thing to it. Oh, you added one more. Oh, it's a weapon now. Oh shit, I'm melting, dudes.
When you get to a point where it's like the most important weapon because you start running out of ammo against all the big guys.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I forgot.
I mean, you wouldn't make it to the end without the laser craft work.
I just copied the link and replaced it.
Wouldn't that really take you there?
Yeah. Yeah, it would. Yeah, don't click on that.
Oh my god.
What do you do? Oh my god.
Whoa.
Ban this motherfucker.
you can delete all my all my previous posts.
Nice.
Oh. All right, now I got to create another account. Now I got to create another Twitch account real quick.
Won't be a moderator.
I'm going to hit timeout, but I'm kind of okay with banning him.
I don't somebody, unban him. Somebody.
All right, somebody else unban him. I don't have time. I made it twice.
Good lord, what were you thinking?
So, web programmer Jordan.
How do links work?
Not knowing how links work.
Okay. Oh, man.
So, porn does not win best guns.
So, I'm glad now we got rid of vomit.
Punish Jordan.
Yeah, click on that link.
Now I'm at an impasse, so... Where are you guys leaning for your favorite here? So I know not what not to pick at.
Elephant.
Do you think Elephant's going to take it?
Is it going to take it?
I mean, uh-oh. it's just so unpredictably fun.
I was leaning towards Teddy, so.
See, because if it's also representative of the crazy weapons, I mean, like the Captain Ahab where you shoot one guy with the spear and he dies, and then it sprays the... juice all over the ground.
I like the acid sprinklers too. The energy drink.
Yeah, the energy drink.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're using TNT Teddy as a sort of a broader term, right?
Okay, is the elephant the go-to thing for you in Far Cry?
Well, it's not always around, so no.
But if it's around, that's what you.
Oh hell yeah!
Okay. Is that a consensus among the other Far Cry 4 players? Is when the elephant is around, do you go for it?
If an elephant's around, yeah. I stop and look at an elephant. I take a picture of an elephant. I know we're about to do some fun shit. But, and I think Sunset Overdrive, I think it deserves a top three just because it's an Insomniac game and they're crazy about their weapons. But I really want farts. And I just don't know enough about laser craft work besides what you said. It sounds
cool.
It's
the range of it. And then Coop resold me on the fact that it's integral to the end.
Well, and it's dynamic too, because it is constantly changing as the game progresses.
It seems like integral to the game.
I would vote laser craft work over farts.
He said it
with the other strong cases we have for TNT Teddy and Elephant.
The thing about farts.
And the thing about farts is that at some point they sort of become not effective.
Yeah.
As the game gets more difficult,
you get used to it. The smell.
You never acclimated. Get used to the smell.
Is anybody upset at cutting farts?
I'll go open a window.
All right, it got its joke, so I'm cutting farts.
Farts have been cut.
All right.
Okay.
I came into this with farts.
I don't know. It sounds like Elephant's winning. Does anybody? I can't fight against it.
I would say you can't
fight an elephant.
Since you have an option to use an elephant and you go for it every time, that's a pretty strong case for it.
I mean, you just have to. And you just celebrate
because it's
elephant.
Like
it's just
cuz with the laser craft work, it's you have to use it. There you don't really have the option.
Yeah.
All right. Elephant takes home two in a row.
Go elephants.
Elephant for Far Cry 4 runners up TNT Teddy.
The elephant has stampeded to two categories.
And the rest of the weapons from Sunset Overdrive as well as labors of craft work from Wolfenstein The New Order.
Pachyderm season.
I'm becoming more sad that I haven't played Far Cry 4 yet.
You totally should.
Get some elephants in your life.
All right, we got one more before our first break here. We're back to making that same mistake twice.
Hit Control Alt Z.
All right, or this is the. Let's see if I can even. See if I can fit the whole title in here. This category kind of changed mid nomination, so we might need to throw some more stuff out here. But kind of renamed this to the Video Game Ass Video Game of the Year.
I saw that name change.
Yeah, it confused me.
I was like, what is this?
I think you can just fit game.
Oh,
you can fit game.
Oh, shit! Look at that!
It's the video game with the most ass videos in it.
Right, right.
Well, Jordan knows all about those.
The most digital butts in a video game. All right. let's see. Some nominees are Far Cry 4.
Elephants.
Shadow of Mordor.
I still don't understand what this category is.
I don't either. South Park. Goat Simulator.
Oh, this is a
Bayonetta
one.
2.
It's fun to do bad things.
Yeah, it was like it's.
It
fun
was.
To
I bad wanted to get things. Away from the negativity side of.
So you just confused everyone.
Yep. Yep.
Perfect.
It's just about being fun now, I guess.
Yeah,
it's
fun, fun, mindless, simple. Like
doing
I don't.
Bad, doing
I don't,
bad things is fun.
I don't care if it has other issues with it.
So why not just say mindless video game of the year?
Yeah. Because I like that title better.
Okay.
Felt fun.
Well, you didn't help us out with the description at all.
No, I didn't.
Thanks.
Yep.
Blame Justin.
I haven't been saying these. Sorry. Shadow Mortar, South Park, Goat Simulator, Bayonetta 2.
Well, hopefully people can read.
Wolfenstein, The New Order. We have an audio version of this.
Shh.
Gods will be watching.
And sticks.
They can hear you typing.
Master of Shadows.
Earth Defense. They can disseminate which
Shantae
buttons.
And the Pirate's Curse.
Earth Defense Force 2025.
You've got the Helen Keller keyboard, right?
Sunset Overdrive.
What?
Wow. I'm putting Luftrausers on the board. any other?
Sticks. Put Sticks on there.
As a mindless game? That's a stealth game.
It's a stealth game.
Yeah, it's but like, the first thing I do is kill everyone in the level so I can find all the loot in the level.
Strategically vomit.
That just sounds like too much work.
You can type
if
in.
If you want to put it on, you just
put it on the list.
You can type in and delete it.
It's his.
I'm putting links in chat.
It's his remember. It's his remember me.
It's just the only game I played this year.
All right, now delete the
honorable
sticks.
You reviewed other stuff.
He typed it. And then
anything else to add or any other questions about the category? But
so this is just fun,
mindless fun.
Video gaming, video games.
Yeah, right. I don't care. I don't care about the rough edges of the game elsewhere, but just like. Mm. The pure video game moments.
All right, with that, you can probably cut Gods Will Be Watching then.
Yeah.
You can put D4 on
it. The only reason I would defend it, but I will cut it.
It's. It's kind of on rails, too.
Yeah.
It's more of the...
There's some old school mentality to it of the designers just sticking to their guns with, this is what this game is, this is how you play it.
Yeah.
And it's going to... Yeah, so...
How about Goat Simulators? I had fun shooting hostages.
Goat Simulators on
you shoot them in the leg, then they won't run away.
True.
Did anyone else make it through the first scenario?
I never did.
The second scenario is a torture scenario, and it is awful, but amazing. Okay. You wanted to cut Goat Simulator? Is that what you're saying?
No,
Jordan?
I was trying to help.
Whoa, hey.
All right.
Whoa,
slow down.
I'm so sorry, guys. Whoa, back off.
I mean, that is kind of the game.
I made a mistake.
There are moments in Wolfenstein where it's the video.
Yeah.
But it's.
Yeah,
it's
I'd probably cut that.
Okay, yeah. Because it also has a lot of stealth to it, and the pacing's all over
Wolfenstein.
The place.
Yeah,
like, I feel like I could load up a couple maps and, like, dual wield and go to town, but.
But you're not going to get anywhere.
Right. Earth Defense Force is. Okay. Sticking around for a bit.
is Mordor really mindless?
No. It can be.
Well, because you're just gonna. Well,
I mean,
you end up doing,
I don't.
Just
I don't
come
think. I don't
anyways.
Think when compared to the rest of this. I mean, it's just that fighting system is.
What would Bright Eyes think?
Connor Obers.
You got to put a warning before that.
Sorry. Bayonetta 2 is pretty fucking video game. Is South Park? It's kind of, when it comes down to it, it's kind of old school RPG.
South Park,
but at some point you just have to keep going.
I think when I nominated that was with the old
That's
category.
Yeah, with the old category description, it was. Yeah.
So we could cut that.
Far Cry still has this moment. So.
It has to.
Yeah, Far Cry.
I mean, what you wrote when I read this morning was perfect for Far Cry.
For Far, yes.
The fact that you. 3-4 hours later, you're like, what did I...
That game gives you missions, and then you don't really do them, because you just kill animals all day long.
Yeah, that's the kind of game you run out of side stuff, and you go,
they should just call it Distraction 4.
I really like these six. This is a problem.
Luftrausers.
Okay, so now it's a quality of video game experience.
Explain the last one to me, because I've never played it.
Yeah. It's just...
Luftrausers.
It's a 2D dogfighting game.
Oh, the okay.
And it's just... It's super simple. Just get it out.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a ripoff of a bunch of other games.
But in comparison, like, I love that game, but I didn't play it near as much as the other ones, too, for whatever reasons.
So. I think Goat Simulator just has to stay there, because that's the point of the game.
I think the top two stay.
I don't know.
Well, now
because I think Sunset Overdrive is right up there with them.
Now that the list title has changed, the category is different now. Bayonetta 2 can be removed, actually.
That's still pretty...
It's a video game as a video game, but in comparison to the rest...
All right, and I think Earth Defense Force still has its problems.
Yeah,
so.
It does.
All right. I'm okay with this list.
I'm okay with the top three.
Damn it! I don't think Goat Simulator wins. But
no, it's two on that.
I don't know if I can fight off Far Cry 4. But
I would go Sunset over Far Cry 4 just because Far Cry 4 really isn't different from Far Cry 3. It was exactly the same.
There weren't any damn elephants.
But the mechanic of you not doing the missions because you're busy doing anything else, like, that's not original to Far Cry 4.
And just how
it's
manic
like you did that in 3
Sunset
as well.
Overdrive is.
Yeah, can you do that in Sunset Overdrive? Can you just not do missions?
Oh, yeah. Big open world.
You just go bounce around and... Blow shit up, yeah.
So is it fair
You can say that about every game.
Yeah,
though.
Is it fair?
Fun but it, in but Sunset it, Overdrive?
Yes.
Or does
it
that
is.
Get boring?
It is fun to just grind around. Grind and bounce around.
Like, yeah, I just like the
it's
way...
It's probably more fun than vomiting.
the way you move around in Sunset is
before?
Unique.
It's a great end of the night. You know you had a good night when you vomit.
What would you think?
I was saying the way you move around in Sunset is what makes it unique. Like, that's the true. Running on the side of the walls and bouncing off cars.
I'd agree with that.
Riding an elephant in Far Cry 4 isn't fun.
Can you grind a rail on an elephant?
But you're like... but at the same time, you're always doing this in Sunset Overdrive. Like, that is just... Like, you're... I don't know. It's kind of pure in that respect.
I'm purely happy that Far Cry 4 is on this list. Okay. So whatever.
Same
you,
here.
If you guys want to go with Sunset Overdrive, because...
Sunset.
Yeah, I would. That's fine.
Cole has spoken.
Sunset Overdrive takes home the inaugural video game as video game of the year award. Very
Don't worry.
Very
next year
coveted.
We'll change it again.
Yeah, probably.
It'll make more sense.
Or we'll just cut it. runners up are Goat Simulator and Far Cry 4.
Congratulations.
So, that concludes our day one awards.